R. Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Queen O'er flowing mountains to the south down by the moor, she's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all, the regular combination known the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides across the woodland o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear that happy hobo squall, as you ramble across the country on the Wabash Cannonball.
You can hardly hear a set of bluegrass music without hearing a train song. Some are poetic, like the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Some tell tragic tales of trains running out of control.
Gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, "Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her into Spencer on time." Well, he turned around and said to his fireman, "Shovel in a little more coal, and when we cross this big white mountain, we'll watch old 97 roll." It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, and lined on a 3-mile grade. It's on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You see what a jump he made. They were going down grade, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in a wreck with his hand on the throttle, was scalded to death by the steam.
Not only are trains romantic, but train stations served as the setting for many of life's most powerful experiences. The mail came in at the station, as well as items ordered from the Sears Roebuck catalog. There could be livestock, coal for your furnace, and soldiers coming home from the war, some returning in their casket. But the train would also carry your loved ones home for a visit. That's the very thing that saved the historic depot in Marshall, North Carolina. Mr. Forrest Jarrett, retired Norfolk Southern Railway's chief pistol toter, chief law enforcement officer, is responsible for saving this historic train depot as a music venue. Jarrett's mother, known as Mama Linda, called him distraught one day. "Son, they want to destroy the depot in Marshall. That's where your daddy boarded the train to come to Hot Springs to court me." Mr. Jarrett organized some of his railroad friends and some local musicians and managed to secure an agreement. The railroad agreed to lease the depot to the town of Marshall for the grand total of $1 a year. The depot drew young musicians who were learning to play, like Josh Goforth. seasoned musicians like banjoist Jerry Adams playing for Flatfoot Dancing. Mr. Jared and his crew welcomed folks to the depot on Friday nights, selling 50-50 tickets and organizing a cakewalk. Mr. Jared also hosted the Norfolk Southern Lawmen, a group of musicians he hired to provide entertainment for Norfolk Southern Railroad parties and dignitaries. The group featured Madison County's Buddy Davis, also known for playing at Bill Stanley's Barbecue and Bluegrass in the Mark Pruitt Band.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife, but I've been a working man dang near all my life. Gotta keep on working, gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink my beer in tavern and sing a little bit of this working man blues.
And the music continues every Friday night in downtown Marshall. The historic Marshall Depot is just one of many venues along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina. Learn more at BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Where were you when the train left town? Sitting on the corner with my head hung down. There goes my gal, somebody bring her back. She's got her hand in my money sack. Hey, that train that carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey.
Down the road he comes to the turn. Rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
On the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.